This is GQDN for Wednesday, March 4th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Do it. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go check out Questworthy as well. Bye. Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest. Join us, please. That's good stuff there. And by StackUp.org. In today's news, we got a DLC coming. Mario could be getting a controller. And there's a patent for Xbox. But we will begin today with WCCF Tech. Because the government just might compel Tencent to do something they don't want to do. Because the Financial Times did publish a paywalled report revealing that the United States government is evaluating whether or not to compel Tencent to divest from the U.S. gaming companies because of the national security. Some of the top officials did have some internal meetings to assess whether or not Tencent should do that, because the investments could give them access on the data on millions of American gamers. And the cabinet meeting, or cabinet level meeting, will discuss the matter of what was scheduled for today. And President Trump is preparing to meet President Xi Jinping in China in April, which is why WCCF Tech is thinking that the decision could be made before that. Now, that investigation was not started by the Trump administration. It was the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, which is CFIUS. And they've been reviewing Tencent's investments during the first Trump administration. And the case has been becoming one of the agency's longest running reviews. So during the Biden administration, there were some differences that were emerged because the agencies were trying to address the issue. And the Justice Department did favor pursuing tougher measures, including divestitures, especially when the Treasury Department did favor allowing the investments to remain. So the agencies did fail to reach a census, which means everything was remained unresolved. Tencent, who does own Riot Games, gives it access to data from players of the League of Legends and Valorant. And Turtle Rock Studios, Back for Blood, so they own 28% of the minority stake and fully diluted shares of Epic Games, which makes Fortnite. And those are the U.S.-based companies. And the U.S. government is also concerned that Tencent has access to U.S. citizens' data through the games made by non-U.S. studios, such as Supercell, the maker of exceedingly popular mobile strategy game Clash of Clans. Now, we know that TikTok was also taken care of by the current administration, but could this happen again, this time with Tencent? We'll keep you apprised, but you can bet that there'll be some lawsuits like this one. Pure Xbox did say that Activision is now taking some legal action against some of the leakers. Now, we know that a lot of the bigger games do have leaks to it, and as a content creator, full disclosure, we do appreciate those leaks. It gives us some news. But this is what's happening with Activision with the Call of Duty game, because the Call of Duty leaker, the Ghost of Hope, did reveal that they were, quote, legally demanded, end quote, to stop leaking the Call of Duty information. And that's where they had to comply. Here is what Hope said up on X, quote, Activision has legally demanded that I stop leaking and disseminating confidential information related to Call of Duty Activision, and I'm complying with their demands. Still gotta stick around and chat about official Call of Duty info and anything not related to leaks, confidential information. Cheers for these past few years. So, some people did get up on Twitter, which is also called X, and that's where T-Dog, they call it this out. Quote, so if Call of Duty is shutting Ghost of Hope down, Was he right about everything? End quote. Call of Duty responded, quote, nah, even when leaks are wrong, they still hurt the people building the game and mess with the player expectations, end quote. Now, what could happen after this? That's what we don't know. Will there be some backlash? We'll see. But we did talk about Xbox, so why don't we expand the scope a little bit? So, Polygon.com did say that Xbox has filed a patent for Git Good that is spelled G-I-T-G-U-D, because this patent is for AI. And that's what they applied after, earlier this year, Sony did about the same thing for the ghost players, and that is to help out actual players. There's a patent application for the similar form of Xbox, well, the maker, Microsoft, did publish. And this was spotted by Tech for Gamers and Eurogamer, because Microsoft applied for the patent back in 2024. And it was titled, quote, State Management for Video Game Help Sessions, end quote. And the patent is there for the AI, because if people are getting stuck in a certain point of a game, the AI would go in and help out to get the players unstuck. Now, how would that happen? Well, the AI would allow for, quote, inputs received from a client device of video game helper, end quote, because that would help out with the help session. For example, a friend of yours could remotely play your game to help you out through the platforming sessions or boss battles, and then you'd be allowed to accept the help sessions and proceed to the next stage of the video game with or without its help. That would be your choice. Now, the patent application did define the learning model, which is employed to generate new content, and that would help you out in the game. One type of AI would be, quote, a multi-model generative model that may be capable of using various combinations of text, images, video, audio, application states, code, or other multis, end quote. So if you need assistance in, say, the new games, Resident Evil Requiem, or Marathon, the AI could help you. But that will be up to you to decide. We shall see about that. But if you're an Elder Scrolls fan, PC Games N said that they got some Elder Scrolls 6 news. Now, the timeline for this, PC Games N did say that this game could arrive this year. And that would be the earliest time that it could happen for PC and Xbox Series X and S. And that's according to both a lawyer representing Microsoft during the Microsoft versus FTC hearing and the court documents from the case. Back in 2016, the analyst Michael Petscher did predict that Elder Scrolls 6 would release in 2017. But as we know, that didn't happen. So in 2021, the industry insider Tyler McVicker did say that we shouldn't expect the Elder Scrolls 6 until at least 2026. Pete Hines did confirm that Elder Scrolls 6 was in early development in August 2023. And Todd Howard, in his November 2025 interview with GQ, did admit that the wait for Elder Scrolls 6 was, quote, too long. So in a later interview with Kind of Funny Games, in February, he did say that the game will be taking just a little bit longer. So will it come out this year? We can only see. Now, these games could actually use some hardware. So if you need some headphones, Rock Paper Shotgun did say that the Logitech G325 Lightspeed gaming headset is priced pretty well, at which they did not provide the price. Well, actually, they said it's about 60 to 80 pounds, which means it's about $75 to $100 in the US dollars. And they were saying that the sound quality is pretty adequate. Music, more complex game soundtracks can be defined and smushed together, but the effects and dialogue play out fine. So if you want it, you can go check that out. And if you're into Mario, Power A is rolling out with a controller with Mario Kart World Switch 2 controller and it'll be in time for Mario Day. And you can pre-order that on Amazon, $65. Oh, I bet you like that. I bet you would, Looks pretty good too. But we'll end today with a DLC coming. Gamatsu.com to save the Atomic Heart DLC, Blood on Crystal, will launch April 16th. So if you like Atomic Heart and you're playing that one, the DLC is coming. Not sure if you're gonna pay for it or not, but it is coming. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026, all rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.